The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Why was I so invested in this last night, and why did I watch the whole video? So Kristen posts a video yesterday, last night, of asking followers which dress she should wear to a very important hosting event that you have, right?
Correct. So I am hosting Rally on the Runway, which is all to benefit the Rally Foundation, which raises money for childhood cancer research. Dean founded this organization, this charity, years ago because she had a friend who had a son with cancer, and she asked a friend, what can I do? And her friend was like, find a cure. And she took it to heart, and she has built this charity, and 93 cents to the dollar goes to childhood cancer research. It's an incredible organization. I adore all of them. And for years, I've been hosting Rally on the Runway. It's just a great fashion show. And the Rally kids get to walk with Atlanta Falcons players. And it's just it's a great night, a great cause. And we raise a lot of money. So because it's a fashion event, which is sponsored by Dillard's, they're providing the fashion for the kids. And there's also like an actual fashion show with models. I was at Dillard's yesterday, and they're going to outfit me, right, as the host, as the MC, so I can rep. And they let me just, run wild through the Dillard's at Atlantic Station, picking whatever I want. And I narrowed it down to four dresses that I really liked. And I tried all of them on, and I put it in a reel, asking my listeners, and my followers, hey, if you have a preference, vote on the dress that you would like to see me in.
I think it actually caused a little bit of tension between Amanda and I yesterday.
Y'all had different...
As we were judging and having different different opinions on it also. Normally not something I would watch, but strangely invested and very judgmental on some of your dresses.
You're not the only one.
I know. You want to rattle off some of those comments?
I don't.
They got that bad?
Here's the thing. I mean, you get a little bit... You do get a little bit of a thick skin after you do this for so long.
For sure.
And I asked people to vote. I didn't ask people to roast, but some people took it upon themselves to roast.
Well, that's on you. You should have turned off the comments then.
I wasn't going to do that. Absolutely not. So again, I put a poll for them to vote, but the comments started coming in. Apparently a lot of people thought, not a lot of people, that is such a lie. Mm-hmm. There was lovely, lovely comments. There's like a handful saying that I wouldn't pick any of these.
That's the one you're going to focus on, right?
And then oh my God, oh, they're hideous. You can do better than that, KK. So
what's wrong with people? Why?
And it's so much worse for women. It really is. Like, if Mo and I would have done this, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have been as critical.
Here's the thing, because everybody thinks they know best when it comes to fashion. And fashion is super subjective, right? Here's the thing, and I actually commented because somebody said, dude, I was not expecting some of these comments. And I'm like, girl, I wasn't either. But here's the thing. I felt beautiful in all four dresses.
Oh, well, you shouldn't have.
four out of four is a bit, it's a bit much.
You were hitting at about 75%. Okay.
Well, Kristen, you want to tell them which ones you got? Yeah, no, I got all four.
You did get all four?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, one's a dud.
So I got all four because I have multiple events coming up. And so you'll see tonight which one I choose to wear for tonight. I got one of them I'm going to wear to the Gracies for the award show.
Okay.
Hopefully not the hideous one.
It's not the green one, right?
And then I got another one. I got another one for you because I just told you guys Bart found out he's the best man in his best friend's wedding via text.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I got one of those for the wedding.
Oh, God, not the one with the big white thing over your right boob.
Okay.
Is that one?
And so, and then I got the other one just because it was super on sale, super cheap, and I'm like, I'll find somewhere to wear it.
You came in this morning, and I'm like, because Abby did the same thing a couple of weeks ago when she was asking listeners what they thought about something she wore. And I'm like, no chance in the world would Mo and I do that and use it as content on our pages.
Yeah, I'm never asking for fashion advice. Hold on. No way.
No, and I did it last year. Like, I did it last year when I hosted Riley on the Runway and asked, you know, listeners to weigh in on... the outfits. They were a little more subdued in their comments this year for some reason.
It's been a rough year for people.
People feel very passionate.
Yeah. They certainly are. This country does not lack passion. Yes.
But yes, thank you to Dillard's at Atlantic Station. One of the dresses they comped because I'm wearing it tonight for Rally on the Runway. A lot of you people are going to be sorely disappointed when you see which one I chose. And then one you will see again when I rock the Gracie's red carpet and wear that to the award show. And then I will be wearing another one at my husband's best friend's wedding.
Aren't you a little bit nervous that if you get on that stage to accept your Gracie, that if you're in that green dress, they're going to go, forget it. They're going to take it back, like, right as you're reaching out for it. They're going to go, no, it's ours.
We expect more from you.
Dude, I can't figure out for the life of me which dress Bert does not like.
I know. It's he's hinting at it, but he's not being direct.
Yeah.
It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There is a dude that is about to make the classic, classic, classic mistake on Mother's Day. We'll get to it here in just 1 second. These lasts are starting to crush me a little bit, man. This weekend, it's my son's last prom.
Your dad, that heart's breaking a little bit.
Little bit, man. Little bit. I got a lot of lasts coming up. So it's his prom this weekend. So I'm going over there for pre-prom. So it'll be the last time we're pre-promming. He's got all his friends coming over. So I'm going to be the weird dad going, you guys sure look great. Have a good time tonight, you guys. So I'll go over there, hang out. And then he's having a post-prom. His mom's taking care of that one, thankfully. Mm-hmm. And then their graduations are coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Hollis and Hayden.
Both of them within the same week. So I'm planning on going down to Savannah and then coming up here for graduation. It's just one of those weekends where I'm like, I know it's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason, man. Mm-hmm. It goes by so fast, like in a blink, man.
And like kudos to Hayden, like college graduation. That's so impressive. So proud of him.
Yep, me too. I was really nervous when he went to SCAD because my kid's an introvert, doesn't do really well around other people. He gets very, he's anxious little guy. And my real fear was that he was just going to go from dorm room to class, dorm room to class. And all the counselors told us, those are the only kids that don't make it. So I'm like, oh my God, he's going to be back in 4 weeks. And he got there and he found his people and he fit right in. And it was the greatest experience for him. So the fact that he gutted it out and, you know, there was a lot of stuff that he was hit with that he had to figure out himself because his mom and I were in Atlanta. So I'm proud of the kid.
Are they sad about all of the last two? Or are they more excited about what's next?
I would say Hollis is more excited than Hayden. Hayden is graduating college, so the real world is right around the corner.
Yeah.
And it ain't easy getting jobs in the performing arts field. And when I was talking to him about it a couple of months ago, because he's really kind of freaking out. And when he freaks out, he freaks out. I'm like, let's break this thing down then, man. So what is your biggest fear? And I thought he would say something like, you know what, just not being able to perform on stage for a little while. But his was deeper than that. He's like, this is all I love. And it really is what he loves. And he has been working on his quote unquote craft or anything within the industry for so many years, 4 years now. And his biggest fear is not being able to do with his life what he really wants. Mm. And I totally understood that. And I think a lot of people that spend 4 or 5 years at school have the same feeling. No matter what you're going to do, you just spent 4 years of your life studying, really thinking you were going to get into a business. And it's hard now to get a job and entry-level positions aren't paying great. So I can understand it.
As long as he channels that fear and makes it his motivator and not like a hindrance and holding him back, I think having that fear and wanting something so bad, and that's the thing, when you want something so bad, there's a level of fear. And then when you have it, I actually think the level of fear increases because you're afraid you're going to lose it. But I think since it's something he is so passionate about and he wants so bad, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do too. I remember having that same feeling of wanting to be in entertainment so bad and my family saying it's so tough that you should always have a plan B. And I used to always feel like, why would I have a plan B?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like plan A is all I need because it has to work.
I think the other thing, too, that he needs to remind himself is just because you don't get that job right out of college doesn't mean that's it. You're not going to be in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to have like a period where you have to do X, Y, Z for a little bit before you get to like not even the dream job, but the job that's going to get you into the industry that you want. Because I know when I first graduated college, I did not take a job in what I wanted to do, but it was a job and it was that job that led me to radio.
That's what I'm trying to teach him also. Yeah. And getting back to your other point, he gets so nervous about things, so nervous, and there's so much fear involved. And that's the thing that I'm really working on because, you know, to give my kid credit, he always clutches up at the last minute. Stress, 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 stress. A in a class. Stress, 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 stress. Crushes an audition. Stress, stress, stress. And so what I'm trying to do with him is just like, let's not stress about things that haven't happened yet. Let's focus on it. And then when it doesn't happen, you can kind of be bummed and then you move on. But being stressed about it for a month before the actual event doesn't do you any good whatsoever. So we're going to have to work on that a little bit.
Please tell me you didn't get him a scooter as a graduation gift.
No, he is working on his third now. That's not going to be an option.
That's on you. You passed your driving skills on to your son.
Yeah, no, he's worse. He's worse. Bless his little heart, man. He just got into another scooter accident. A couple months ago, I told you that somebody hit him and took off, right?
And they did anything ever come of that?
Never found him.
No.
He had another one. He had another scooter that was just ripped off, just taken. And he sent Stacy and I a picture yesterday because he ran his scooter into a curb and forgot to put his hands out to brace his fall and slid on the concrete with his chin.
No. So
he had to go to the ER. He's all banged up now. Bless him. That's the stuff you should be focusing on.
Hey. The Burt Show.
All right, so here is an am I an a-hole to a dude that is making the classic example when you're about to be a first-time dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys make this mistake with Mother's Day right around the corner. Mo's got the email.
Burt Show, I need your help on finding out if I'm the a-hole and what would y'all do in this situation. My name is Jay, 33, and my wife, E, 35. is 28 weeks pregnant with our first child, baby girl. We are very excited, and I couldn't be happier and prouder with how my wife is handling pregnancy, being a business owner and prioritizing us time. She's been an absolute rock star. My question is this. Would I be the a-hole for not buying my wife a Mother's Day gift because technically she's not a mom yet?
Oh, yes.
Dude.
Wow, bro.
Yes.
Do not use that argument.
Oh, my. Why? Why would you want to do this to yourself?
Uh-huh.
She's due in July. So why would I buy my wife a gift even though the baby is not here yet? She asked me a few weeks ago, what am I getting her for Mother's Day? And I jokingly said, Mother's Day 2026, I will get you a great gift because that will be your first true Mother's Day. But we can go out to a nice dinner to celebrate you. She didn't say anything back at the time, but I told some friends to get some outside perspective, and some said, yes, I am the a-hole because I still need to get her a small gift for carrying the kid, and it's the thought that counts, and their other halves agree that next year will be her first real true Mother's Day. This almost feels to me like the parent who buys his child a present at another kid's birthday party, so they don't get upset about not having a present. Just to be clear, I have no problem buying my wife a gift and celebrating her.
You obviously do.
Mm-hmm. But she's not a mom yet.
Mm-hmm. And
between the quote-unquote push present and quote-unquote baby moon and all the supplies and renovations we've done to get the house ready for the baby, this seems excessive. Let me know what you think, and what would you do in this situation? A loyal P1 and Semper
Fidelis.
Fidelis. Jay.
So this would be a really great time for us just to break out in a half an hour discussion on when life begins. I think that'd be really wise for us. Yeah. Or not. So here's what I think. It shouldn't matter. Doesn't matter, dude. This is the kind of thing that drives me absolutely crazy. That it's Mother's Day. This is what she wants. Who cares? Get her a small gift for Mother's Day and move on. You don't agree?
It does matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
No, it absolutely does matter. She's a mother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, what I'm saying is his feelings in this case don't matter.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that I agree with.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but forget about how you're feeling about it. Yes, she's going to be a mother. She's a mom.
She is a mom. She's not going to be. She is. She's growing your child inside her belly. She's growing that, like, you know, this is what you all wanted. From the moment she saw that first sonogram, from the moment she heard that first heartbeat, like, you know, she is a mom. And what a woman's body does is so miraculous when you really break it down and you think about what she's doing right now. Like, your child is getting fingernails because she's growing them inside mm-hmm. of her body. Like, that is just absolutely wild. So while you may not actually physically see the work that is being done, the toll it is taking on her body to make this child. And then on top of that, what is going to happen to her body postpartum and after she delivers, it just blows my mind that you sit there and you can look at her as she's growing your all's child in her body and look at her and actually think she's not a mother because she is.
It's a dude's mentality because we don't.
I know you can't feel it.
Yeah, we can't feel it. I think I had the same question the first time Stacey was pregnant also. And then was quickly, I heard somebody make the same argument that you did. It just made sense. Yeah. Plus, it's just not worth, like, digging in on, dude.
Why you would want to dig on something
silly.
Like that? I don't know.
I get it. Because I don't think you can compare being pregnant to being a mother with the kids on the outside. I do think they're different things. And I think when the kids are on the outside, it's way more difficult. And that's not saying pregnancy is not difficult. And I understand that. And years ago, like a decade ago, I actually brought this stance on the show because I was very black mm-hmm. and white back then. And I got, oh my God, death threats.
Which
so
stance
much hate.
Did you take on that?
That pregnant women should not get Mother's Day cards because they're not mothers yet. Mm. But it was a lesson I needed to learn because here's what it was. I saw life in black and white, right? If you're pregnant, in my head, moms, kids on the outside. If you're pregnant, kids on the inside. But what I learned is this. Being pregnant, especially going through it, as Kristen said, is hard work. You are caring for a child, even if that child is not on the outside. It's a different phase of motherhood, and it is still motherhood. And at the end of the day, if you see things in black and white, get rid of that definition because it doesn't matter. What matters is you have a wife growing your child. What's going to make her feel special? Is it really going to kill you? Is it really going to be detrimental to you to get that woman a Mother's Day card? Even if you think she's not a mom, she is. But even if you think that, who cares? cares? Just get her a car to make her happy. Why you got to dig in on logic when logic doesn't apply in this situation because it's emotion-based, but she's still a mom.
That's what's crazy is I do think logic applies. I think emotion applies and logic applies here. And I think you also have to take into consideration, what lens people bring to this. Because it was so hard for my husband and I to get pregnant, when we did, I became a mom in that moment. Mm. Like for me, that was when I became a mom. And here's the thing. God forbid if something had happened to that child, I was still a mom.
For me, it would be as simple as this. Like, I don't understand how you don't look at someone who's pregnant as a mother, as being a mother, when literally carrying the child is one of the most important processes of being a mother. Like, it's so, how are you not? It's, I guess as a sports analogy, it's like when you make it to a team, they don't say you haven't played in the game yet, so you don't get a check.
Mm.
They welcome you to the team because of the work that you have put in to get there. So I feel like it's similar. Like, you should absolutely get a mother's
good sports analogy.
I got to throw one in there for the fellas.
Yeah. I don't even know how you made that happen, but you did.
You know,
that was solid. Hey, good morning, May. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, guys. Love your show. Still hold a grudge against my husband. 2 years after my first son was born, I'm currently pregnant again, and I hold a grudge because he did not get me a gift for Mother's Day. And the worst part was that, like, one of my siblings actually agreed with them. They're like, well, you haven't pushed the baby out yet, so technically you're not a mom yet. That is such a BS, like, argument. Like, do you want a divorce? Because I was low-key, like, borderline divorce mode on it because I was going through the hormonal stage and I was, 7 months pregnant, about to give birth, literally in July. So I'm, like, literally in the same situation as this guy's wife. And but to just get her flowers or something, but don't fucking like let that shit go like that. Like,
It seems like a silly thing to dig in on, man.
Absolutely. That's the hill. That's not a hill I'm dying on.
Hell no.
No way.
This is the beginning.
Like, why, bro?
This is the beginning of this whole relationship here. It's the Burt Show. Hey,
the Burt Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So Mikey was telling us a couple of days ago that he's doing this event over the weekend, Relay for Life Jet Drag, and he didn't know what it was. This is for the American Cancer Society, right? He wasn't exactly sure what it was about. And then when he was out of the studio, I started looking it up, and what they are doing this weekend is a fantastic fundraiser. He so didn't sell it well. Do you know what this thing's all about?
I don't.
All right, let's get Mikey back up. Mikey.
Hey.
Dude, this is an incredible fundraising opportunity and a great way to do it. And you totally missed an opportunity on it.
I amended myself, didn't I?
I don't think you told us exactly what it was until I looked it up. I had no idea.
No, I didn't know what it was either. I'm always getting sent out to these events. You never know what you're getting into. You just show up. But I finally got some more details, and then I sent y'all an email, and I said, okay, no, this is actually a very cool thing I'm about to do.
All right, so tell everybody the reason why you're having to call in, because the event is happening today. Where are you right now?
Right now, I'm stretching at the Delta Ops, which is where they are, like, working on the planes and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm stretching because I am about to participate in a jet drag, which I'll tell you what a jet drag is.
I don't even know what that is.
Here we go.
Let me tell you. Is basically, it's teams of 25. There's 125 teams of 25 people per, and that 25-person team is going to pool a jet 25 feet, a 747 Boeing, right?
Oh. 757.
757. There you go. Even better. the fastest team to pull it 25 feet.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's the jet drag. It's a plane that they are dragging. Mm-hmm. That Literally. Is pretty dang impressive right there.
Yeah.
So many places to go with it. So
And they took the wheels off, making it even harder.
Guys are going to be out there for a while. So Kim Jackson here is the executive vice president for the American Cancer Society in the Southeast region. She can explain to us exactly what's going on. Is this something, Kim, that you can watch today?
You may be able to catch it on somebody's social media, but there'll be clips of it later on for sure. Now, for those who are flying in, you will be able to see it.
What a great idea for a fundraiser.
People are going to be at the airport flying in being like, dude, what's wrong with the planes that they have to get people to pull in?
Oh, that's a good point. Think about that, right?
That's a good point.
Some people might not take off today.
I was thinking if you're watching this thing, this might be the first time where I have a flight and I'm like, gosh, I hope it gets it delayed so I can watch this thing. So how long? Explain the event to us today.
Yeah, so as Mikey said, there will be about 10,000 employees and that will be coming to the airport, and they're pulling the 747. The thing weighs 255,000 pounds.
Good
and
God.
So, yeah, right? And so now we're in our 16th year, and it's a really unique fundraiser that supports the American Cancer Society. We've already raised $1.2 million.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that's incredible. And so Terry Waldrop, he is a retired manager of maintenance and planning for Delta, and he's the man behind the jet drag. His motivation was his father was diagnosed with cancer in 1997, and then he passed away in 2015. But then just a month later, after celebrating his father's fifth year of survivorship, Terry was diagnosed with cancer. Gosh. And so this is an innovative and fun way to give back, fight back, and raise funds.
This is fantastic, man. I wish I was going to be at the airport today. So, oh, I am going to be there. My picture's going to be up there.
All right.
Never mind. I forgot about that.
All right. Back to the focus at hand.
I'm going to drag your ego out here.
It's going to take more than 25 people.
All right. So, Kim, are all the teams made up of Delta employees?
No, they're made up of some of their vendors and partners, employees, and then even I am pulling today. So, Mikey, I'll see you out there. I haven't started stretching yet, but I will definitely do that. And so this year, the American Cancer Society's team, we're called the Fight Crew. And last year, we were able to pull the plane in a respectable 14.7 seconds.
Wow.
Which is under 15 seconds. But here's the irony of it. Every 15 seconds, that's when somebody is diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Wow.
You took the fun right out of that.
Yep.
Dang.
I did. I got to get back. But guess what, y'all? There'll be an award for the slowest pull of the day. So everybody is a winner.
What's the quickest time? I'm curious that someone's ever done.
Well, I don't know what the quickest time, but for context, some of the men's team, they pull the jet 25 feet in about 7 to 8 seconds.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
That's
wow.
Right.
I'm thinking in my mind's racing now, because you know what I would really like to see too is the team start at 25 and then slowly you take people off of it to see which team could move that thing with the least amount of people.
Yeah, I imagine once you get the rounds about six people, that thing ain't moving no more.
I would think more than that, six.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's a fantastic event, and congratulations. Great idea. I hope you guys raise a ton of cash today.
Thank you so much. And, Mikey, I'll see you out there.
Let's go.
All right, Mikey, don't pull a hammy, all right? Keep on with them stretches, okay?
What are you kidding me? I got the strongest hammies in town.
Okay, it's a hammy flex. I didn't see that coming.
I never heard a
hammy flex before.
you're gonna work out my hammies.
Yeah, you're going to need them. You're going to need them today. All right, dude, see you. Guys, it's so weird going to the airport a couple of weeks ago, and I had to board an American Airlines flight. You know how weird that is?
Why?
Because it didn't fly to the island that I was going to. It's the only reason.
Yeah,
but I
hate when that happens.
You know what's barbaric about these American Airlines flights? They don't have a monitor on the back of a seat. You can't watch something unless it's on your phone or your own tablet.
Yep.
What kind of crazy-ass Lewis and Clark way does that fly?
They just wanted you to sample Sacagawea's life.
Have you gone to an airport recently where, like, Delta, you forget it because we live here in Atlanta, and this obviously is our hub, so they have an entire terminal, and then you got the other guys, right?
Yeah.
And then when you go to other airports, you expect to see the same thing, and there's Delta, little dude, all the way down to the very corner of the airport. You're like, they deserve better.
I'm so used to flying Delta that the one time I did it, I don't remember which airline it was, but I embarrassed myself because I didn't realize that with that airline, whatever your seat is, it doesn't matter. Like, because everybody can sit wherever they want.
Was it Southwest?
I think it was.
They used to do that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I'm sitting in there looking for my seat, and I tell the person, you're in my seat, and they're looking at me like, what are you talking about, man? You sit wherever.
So how does that start? Because I haven't taken one of those flights. Is it like the Hunger Games, Cornucopia?
Pretty much.
It is?
Yeah, like they just call you, whatever your zone is, they call your zone up and you take whatever seat you want.
You line up in numbers, so they have like, unless they've changed it, because it's been a minute. I can't honestly remember the last time I didn't take a Delta flight, but you have these stanchions and it's like 1 through 10, 11 through 20, 21 through 30, and you look at your and it, you have a number on it and you stand in that line, and then everybody, that's how you board the plane, and that's how, and then if, you know, people obviously are taking windows and then they take the aisle seats, and then if you're at the back, you're stuck with the middle seat.
Stuck with the middle.
Well, there is some wisdom in lining them up beforehand, so that alleviates everybody crowding around.
Oh, no, gate lice exist.
Oh, those for people. Sure. Those people. But for the love of God, American Airlines, put some dang screens in the back of the seats if you want to compete with Delta.
Can't watch a movie on my phone.
Right. It's the Bert Show.
Hey, the Bert Show.
Are you guys going to continue to talk about religion all the time? Because if so, I'm going to have to find myself another morning show.
I got that a couple of different times yesterday in my messages. So if you weren't listening yesterday, I had this really profound experience. First time I've been back to church in years and years and years. So it wasn't really a conversation about religion, but I heard some voices in my head at the right particular time. And I'm like, is this my subconscious? Is this God talking to me? So we talked about it for like 15, 20 minutes.
I would like to encourage those who send those messages to change your mindset and think about it a little differently, because I think so often we want to take ownership of stuff. And we want to say like, oh, well, you have to talk about only the things I want to hear you talk about. And think about all the different types of people in the world. So maybe you're not into religion. That's okay. But there are other people who listen to the show. So for that one break, just don't listen.
It's a crazy concept.
And then you can come back to the stuff that you do enjoy. It doesn't have to be like an all or nothing. I feel like now so much the mentality is all or nothing. Everything you do has to be catered to my needs. And that's just not reasonable or plausible or even doable. This is what I love about our show, is that we have different personalities on the show and we have such a diverse listening fam. So just before you send something like that, take a beat and be like, all right, it's nothing offensive, right? You don't want to hear it. And that is totally fine. It's not your jam. But just because it's not your jam, it doesn't mean it's not somebody else's. And they're actually really interested in hearing the conversation. Just wanted to throw that out there.
You know what annoys me about that is it's such a beautiful message and everybody's going to hear it except the people who really need to the most.
I try.
So let me try to explain this to a couple of the people that messaged me yesterday and went on our Facebook page also. And there wasn't a whole bunch. It was overwhelmingly like, oh my God, I can't believe you're talking about this. Thank you so much. But look, it's not like we come in here, just so you know how the show works, and I'm being honest because somebody asked me about this, and say, you know what, we're not talking about religion enough, you guys. Anybody got anything that is religious-based? And then we come on and we talk about it. That's not how the show works. So here's how it works. If you're new around here, those of you that aren't know this, is that we talk about a lot of things that are going on in our lives, lifestyle situations. At this particular time in our journey, Abby is struggling with her religion and everything that she has been taught. So she has shared that. That is a hot topic with her, something she's struggling with. For me, this was a one-offer on a Sunday, but it might happen next Sunday also. I don't know. It was so profound that I brought it to the table. It wasn't on the schedule. It wasn't, hey, we need to, you know what? We're not doing nearly as well at the ratings with Catholics and Christians. Someone make something up. It's not like that at all. So I urge you to listen to everything that Kristen said. It's not always about you, right? And if you have a conversation with anybody, anybody in your life that goes 5 hours, because that's how long we do the show, 4 or 5 hours, they are going to say something within that 5 hours that you're not going to agree with. Do you just leave the conversation?
Do you just ditch your friend?
I mean, you could. You could.
Yeah.
And I respect that. So if you want to take off during those times, a couple of them, I got that the church is very triggering for them for a couple of different reasons. So I get it, man. There are 32 other morning shows to choose from. I hope they're not as good as us so you come back. But you certainly do have the opportunity to go, you know what? That's just not my jam. That's not my jam. So I'll come on back because I've been listening to you guys for so long. But some of them, and I'm trying not to focus on the ones that were off-putting because it really was. Apparently what happened to me in church on Sunday was a pretty special thing. And people were sharing in it and really describing to me exactly what that was. And for me, it was a beautiful 20 minutes of The Burt Show. That not your jam? Come on back.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Kristen. Dark side of escalators.
Are you serious?
Wow. That's what we're doing.
You want variety.
You want variety. There it is.
So again, if you don't like escalators, maybe this just isn't the segment for you. So come back a little bit later.
Every industry has its deep, dark secrets until Kristen shines a light on its dark side.
Welcome to my dark side.
It seems such a random thing to have a dark side about. Why escalators?
Okay, so what happened was, is you and I were joking on air about doing the escalator challenge, where you run up the escalator, like the down escalator at the airport and see if you can make it all the way to the top.
It's only, we did the math. I could do this. I can do it for sure. I could. It's only 46 feet.
Did y'all see that video that went viral at one of those sporting events where the escalator broke? So everybody was trying to get up the other one?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's the one I sent to Bert. That there's like a WWE, WWF event or something like that. And there's like a crowd of people and they're running up the escalator that's going down. And of course, I immediately sent it to you because one dude, bless his heart, he couldn't do it,
He was ambitious.
Yeah. And then everybody, he's just standing there and all his friends made it and he's just rolling backwards and he gets to the bottom and all of the crowd goes, one more time,
Now, this was
and this was a WWE event, so you could tell at the bottom of the escalators which guys were going to make it and which ones weren't. It was pretty evident.
It was.
So I sent this to you and I go, do we need to do, I sent this to you and said, we really need to get this challenge on the books. And then I get a DM that says, please don't do this. I work for an elevator company, and this is by far one of the most dangerous pieces of equipment, I beg of you. And I was like, I must do the dark side of escalators. Yeah,
whatever waiver it is I need to sign to make sure that the organization or the escalator company is fine if I die on my escalator challenge, I will sign.
At the very wrong time in the depths of my postpartum depression, I saw an escalator accident and I have developed a phobia ever since.
Really?
And I think if you knew how this poor woman passed, I think you would agree.
I think maybe we're about to find out.
No, I didn't. I know which one she's talking about and I'm not sharing that one. But
thank God.
So escalophobia is a fear of the escalators and it's a real thing. I looked up the stats from the National Library of Medicine. About 10,000 escalator related injuries happen per year here in the U.S. And since the 1990s, a steady increase has been reported. So here you go. You didn't ask for it. Actually, some people did. They were like, oh, yeah, definitely do it. The dark side of escalators.
Let's go.
All right. A DC Metro DuPont station, a man lost the top of a foot.
Okay.
Because one of the station attendants, reportedly on drugs and suffering from a mental illness, did not turn the emergency shutoff switch quickly enough. So He lost part of his foot.
How does that happen? What part of the foot?
It says lost the top of the foot.
Because I'm assuming he won $20 million in a lawsuit. So my question to you was, would you lose half of your foot as a guy that has gout right now and is walking around with only half a foot right now anyway?
No. Yes, yeah, now is the right time to ask me.
No, his luck, he'd lose the non-gout foot and then he'd have no foot and a gout foot.
Then I can't do nothing. Nah, I'm cool.
All right, so I do have a... when it comes to suing, I have a story about that coming up in just a second. D.C.'s Metro Smithsonian Station was the site of an accident in which a visiting student lost a toe. Mo, you like to wear a lot of hoodies. This is something I want to just remind you. A man was strangled when his hoodie became caught between an escalator's stairs and landing platform. So I guess apparently he dropped something.
How is that? Okay.
You bend over to pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
So never, if you're wearing a hoodie with strings, never bend down near an escalator because the string will get caught in the escalator and it will strangle you.
That's solid advice. I appreciate it.
In 2018, there was the Rome escalator accident where 24 people were injured, mostly fans of the CSKA Moscow football team. So they were injured after a crowded escalator at a Rome metro station malfunctioned and it suddenly sped up and it was just hurling people down the escalator. Whoa. The video is jaw-dropping and they're all piling on top of each other at the bottom of the escalator. Then last year at the American Family Field in Milwaukee, we were just talking about
Kristen wants to take me to Cincinnati and Milwaukee for baseball
games. No, you threw Milwaukee in there.
All the great stadiums. She wants to take me to Cincinnati.
So last year at the American Family Field in Milwaukee, after a Brewers game against the Cubs, 11 people were injured, with 6 of them rushed to local hospitals after an escalator at the ballpark suddenly sped up with dozens on it.
Damn.
A Cubs fan said he was there. The escalator completely just did some sort of free fall type thing where it sped up completely. He goes, you would have thought they were going down a slide, how fast they were coming down. It was crazy.
Enough as a Cubs fan.
And then this one, a woman who lost her leg following an escalator accident at Coors Field. She sued the Colorado Rockies, right? She sued the Colorado Rockies. She sued the escalator manufacturer, and she sued the baseball stadium district for damages. So in the lawsuit, Peggy Nance says she spent 10 weeks in the hospital and had to undergo 11 surgeries following this incident July 2nd, 2003. She was riding the escalator when it abruptly stopped. And then once again, did that free fall thing.
Yeah.
And she said she fell about 30 feet to the bottom of the escalator and other people were thrown on top of her. So she lost the leg. She also lost part of her right heel. God. She has a prosthetic, wears a special shoe. And she's obviously lost work. And she said everything, like all the damages with the hospital bills, total more than $720,000. So she's suing them. The Rockies agreed to split the cost of the medical bills.
Split.
Have you seen their roster? They're not paying anybody anything.
They were going to split the cost of the medical bills, lost wages, child care fees, and other costs incurred by the injuries, but was not going to admit any responsibility for what happened.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any end results on what that ended up like? How do you not sue for like $50 million?
I don't know. I can find out. I don't have, like, this is the article that I have only said that she was suing them and that they're like, we'll pay half.
I would have sued everybody. I would have sued your son. Don't he play for the Little Rockies?
That's right. He does play for it's small ball Rockies.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.